Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them. You reject God's word, and I can guarantee you, you are going to have a lot of consequences that are evil and even abominable, repulsive in the eyes of God when men do not regulate their conduct according to the authority of God's word. Proverbs 13:13 says this, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. But he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." When you despise God's word, you cast it off, you relegate it to the trash bin of human authors, and you see no divine inspiration, you don't regard it as truth, I guarantee you, you're going to be destroyed. Individually, and certainly as a people, a society, a nation. And this is what's happening all around our world. The despising of God's Word. Of course, Isaiah chapter 8, very familiar passage of Scripture, where the prophet said to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Our society has been largely given over and taken over by atheists. At least that pull the levers of power and influence. Secular progressive humanism, progressive secular humanism, has literally permeated every facet of society, especially education, from K through 12 and on to institutions of higher learning. It would be rare to go to a college today where even one thing is said positively about God's Word, or where the creation account is taught as literal. It's been eradicated. It's been eliminated. And that's what kids are growing up with. And this has been in the works. If you've ever studied the writings of Karl Marx, and in connection with him, Charles Darwin, I mean, their philosophies took hold among unregenerate, ungodly, atheistic men and women. And you know, evil spreads. And it's spread in our nation. Now, we've covered a lot of the Humanist Manifesto that was originally written in 1933. And I always make this point that John Dewey was one of the primary signers. John Dewey is renowned by many as the father of modern public education. So when you understand what his belief system was, you'll understand why public education is in the condition that it's in today. A lot of it has to do with those philosophies. This stuff's been going on for over a century. They reiterated what they wrote in 33, only they became more brazen in what they wrote in 1973. Now think about this. This is after the revolutionary decade of the 60s, where it seemed like the moral fabric of the United States completely unraveled. This is all in the works. People think that this is just something recent. We've only accelerated in the last 20 years. It's just been an acceleration of wickedness. But these ideals and philosophies have been permeating our society, and churches haven't been warning people. This is not being exposed. And it comes as a shock to people. It's one of the reasons. Churches are weak too. Preachers aren't preaching anything anymore. So today I'm going to take a lot of their statements, and this is going to be revolting. You're not going to believe how brazen they are in their desire to completely make themselves gods and cause men to obey them. As in 1933, this was written in 73, humanists still believe that traditional theism, that's what you and I believe, that there is one God. Especially faith in the prayer-hearing God, assumed to love and care for persons, to hear and understand their prayers, and to be able to do something about them, is an unproved and outmoded faith. This, despite thousands of years of people in the Word of God, people who stood for the Word of God, who have testimony after testimony of their lives being changed by the power of God. Humanists deny all that. Salvationism based on mere affirmation still appears as harmful, diverting people with false hopes of heaven hereafter. Again, this is completely contradictory to what the Word of God says. Reasonable minds look to others for means of survival. In other words, we look to men. We look to our innovations. They said the next century can and should be the humanistic century. They wrote that in 73. They're talking about, starting in the year 2000, the humanistic century. Guess what? It is. Perhaps more so than ever before. Dramatic scientific, technological, and ever-accelerating social and political changes crowd our awareness. Listen to this. We have virtually conquered the planet, explored the moon, overcome the natural limits of travel and communication. We stand at the dawn of a new age, the New World Order. And it's going to be headed up by the Antichrist, ready to move farther into space and perhaps inhabit other planets. Was it Sheila Jackson Lee this week said we were going to colonize the sun? Or was that just a Babylon Bee post? Anymore you don't know what sarcasm and what was really, really what's out there. But I think she said something crazy, which is not uncommon for her. Using technology wisely, listen now, this is 1973. We can control our environment. The climate commies the idolaters were at it way back when. It's not anything new. It's just that now the world at large receives it as gospel truth. Because they believe they're in control of the environment. They, by regulation, can bring down the temperature of the planet. Lie. God's in control of it. Where are the preachers preaching this? Well, it's probably because most of them wouldn't have a job if they actually preached on this, because people will not accept anything other than evolutionary teaching now and this environmental God that has been created. Well, I'm going to preach against it because I think it's evil. I think it destroys people and nations. When you put anything before God, they also said conquer poverty. The 60s, we implemented all kinds of social things. The war on poverty. And guess what happened? The government got involved and they incentivized women having children out of wedlock. It has completely devastated the black community, minority communities, where there are no men raising children anymore. There's no two-parent homes in most inner cities. And a lot of what they receive, they've got to receive from the government. It's not a war on poverty. It's actually incentivizing staying in poverty. It's what happened. No matter how well-intentioned it was, when you don't rely on God for your plans and your purposes, you are going to fail. Conquer poverty, markedly reduce disease, extend our lifespan, significantly modify our behavior, alter the course of human evolution and cultural development, unlock vast new powers, and provide humankind with unparalleled opportunity for achieving an abundant and meaningful life. You know what? The real abundant life is in Jesus Christ. Now, I'm thankful for a lot of advances, but I will tell you, a lot of this stuff has diverted people's attention from God and from one another. Families are divided. You go to a restaurant sometime. Do you ever see anybody talking to you? They're all staring at a screen at the table. That's what they're doing, man. There's no conversation. Free thought. Now here's their purpose. Free thought, atheism, agnosticism, skepticism, deism, rationalism, ethical culture, and liberal religion all claim to be heir to the humanist tradition. So they're telling you right up front, this is who we are. Sadly, we have a lot of liberal religionists in our day. They've completely taken over the Protestant denominations. I mean, you can go through everyone and they're just as weak and watered down as they can possibly. They don't believe nothing about God and about the truth. Most Protestant denominations. There's a small sliver of the Presbyterians that believe in the doctrines of grace, but man, the rest of them are shot. We believe, however, that traditional dogmatic or authoritarian religions that place revelation, the Word of God, God ritual or creed above human needs and experience do a disservice to the human species. We find insufficient evidence for belief in the existence of a supernatural. It is either meaningless or irrelevant to the question of the survival of the human race. Now, I'm sure that they had witnessed an eclipse a time or two. That was supernatural. That's God, man. That brings all that about. If you don't have sense enough to know that, you are willingly ignorant. As non-theists, we begin with human, not God. Nature, not deity. By the way, this is how most people view the world now. It is through a progressive, humanistic, evolutionary worldview rather than a biblical, scriptural, God-centered worldview. This is where we're at. And that's why we are accelerating toward hedonism and ungodliness at a pace that I can't ever remember in my lifetime. Here's what they say. They are telling you exactly what their intentions are back in 1973. We can discover no deity will save us. We must save ourselves. Ah, the religion of free willism. Promises of immortal salvation or fear of eternal damnation are both illusory and harmful. I'm going to tell you something. You die in your sins without Jesus Christ. All the times you said that there was no hell, you're going to realize it. It doesn't change the temperature of hell one bit, your denial. They said they distract humans from present concerns, from self-actualization, and from rectifying social injustices. I'm here to tell you that everything that has lifted society, everything good, has been done by those through the years who have been Christians, who have taught the truth. That's what improves homes. That's what improves communities. There is no credible evidence that life survives the death of the body. So they're denying everything that the Bible teaches. And they're passing it on in education. Here's some other statements that concern ethics, individuality, and society. We affirm that moral values derive their source from human experience. Ethics is autonomous and situational, needing no theological or ideological sanction. Ethics stems from human need and interest. That's gobbledygook for this. They don't believe in any moral absolutes. Everything's about self. If it feels good, do it. In the area of sexuality, we believe that intolerant attitudes, often cultivated by orthodox religions and puritanical cultures, unduly repress sexual conduct. The right to birth control, abortion, and divorce should be recognized. Neither do we wish to prohibit by law or social sanction sexual behavior between consenting adults. Now they're trying to include kids in that as well. Pedophilia. I told you, that's the P added on to the LGBTQIA plus P. Let's add that P on the end. That's what's coming. The many varieties of sexual exploration should not in themselves be considered evil. The Bible says whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. The Bible says thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, they say, well, there you go. The Bible says flee fornication. There you go. You're trying to repress. Yes, I am. I sure am. Because it's killing people. It's killing morality and even physical life. Do you realize there'd be no abortion, even no clamoring for abortion if people just loved one another, got married, were committed to raising their children, and even if they weren't saved, if that just was intact. But now there are going to be laws in nearly all 50 states, because the states are going to pass these laws. We've seen it in Ohio. They're going to be able to kill children right up to the day of their birth. It's what happens when progressive, secular humanism advances. I'm almost done. Because next week I want to get on to what's happened and how we address it. To enhance freedom and dignity, the individual must experience a full range of civil liberties in all societies. A recognition of and an individual's right to die with dignity, euthanasia, and the right to suicide. You know, in Canada, if a teenager says that he wants to die and he goes to the doctor, they can recommend, go ahead and do it. That's legal in Canada now. We oppose the increasing invasion of privacy by whatever means in both totalitarian and democratic societies. Wasn't that way with COVID, was it? They was all up about getting into your business there. That's what totalitarians do. We deplore, now this is a biggie. We deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. We have reached a turning point in human history where the best option is to transcend the limits of national sovereignty and move toward the building of a world community in which all sectors of the human family can participate. Thus, we look to the development of a system of world law and world order based upon transnational federal government. At the core of this is the people who are putting forth this stuff in the United States were anti-American. That's the long and the short of it. And I fear that a lot of them are in our government right now. How can a nation survive that prints $1 trillion every 3 months? What is a trillion, man? Who knows what a trillion is? It's insanity. This is what happens, man, when you take God out of the equation and you put humanist philosophy in its place. That's the road to ruin. Christ is the only answer. And may God help us to be witnesses in these last days until Jesus comes. We're dismissed.